Did you guys want to tell me about circularity and what's your latest and greatest? I mean, talk about community. If we're going to talk about community, you guys are blazing new trails in creative ways.
Thank you. So I suppose what we've done is that taking that me to we mindset that we're trying to, you know, engender in people. And obviously we've done it with the music. We've got that kind of WhatsApp group isn't particularly active at the minute, but what is active is the Facebook groups. So on Facebook there's a music community, there's a community sharing things about, you know, kind of saving the world, for want of a better term, you know, cutting down on single-use plastic and eating the right things and choosing the right consumer habits. And there's people sharing those ideas. There's now a health group put together, so people who enjoy healthy lifestyles. And it's just that exactly that same process that's happening in each field, where kind of, I suppose, not necessarily fan-centric, but just trying to find people's common values and the ones that people agree on. So,
but it is trying to find those people with passion that you've mentioned, Mary. They might not necessarily at the moment be fans of circularity itself, but they're fans of their own areas, like calisthenics is one of the, Ben, who's one of the trustees, looks up with us, or the yoga people. They've all got that passion about their areas. It's then bringing them into that we mindset, like you said, where we all get to be passionate about it and see how what fuels them and what brings them together. Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of exciting things that are happening where, you know, just on a local level, there's a few different venues that we're using. So Ben, who Rob mentioned, is basically bringing, you know, health communities together across the local area, yoga, mindfulness, meditation, calisthenics, gyms, you know, and all that sort of stuff, and basically put on an event where all of those people can come together and, you know, share what they do and share ideas and make connections as a result. And we've got our music events that we've been running for about a year now. There's one called Rise, which is all about, you know, empowering young people who kind of are making that step from the bedroom to the stage, but haven't quite got the confidence, you know, to do their own gig yet. So we're just giving them a supportive audience and a crowd, and, you know, peers who can kind of help each other develop those skills. And that's gone down really well. And there's some absolutely phenomenal performers coming together on that. And then there's the camp coming up, which is our annual thing where all of these different communities that are to do with kind of, you know, nature, looking after the world, looking after each other, got the music guys, the health guys, basically saying all come together in a field and see what happens. But I suppose one of the really interesting things that's happened just over the last couple of weeks is the last podcast we released was with a guy who's been struggling, historically has struggled with alcoholism, and, you know, has been, you know, really been through it basically, and he's kind of on the road to recovery now, using something called Smart Recovery as a way. But he's now so empowered by what we're doing that he now wants to run his own circularity event and get people together with musical instruments and do all that sort of stuff. So I mean, the fact that that's happening is just wonderful, that there's people that are stepping in, but then, you know, understanding and getting what we're trying to do and then taking it and putting their own slant on it.
So how do you find the members of your community, or do they find you, or is it a mix?
Yeah, we're not very good at that, Mary. they tend to find us. We're trying to get better at social engagement online and Twitter and various other things, but we're not good with the hashtags.
I don't know if it's that. I just think everything that you do with social media, you've got to chuck a few hundred quid at it to make it visible.
Yeah,
and I think that's probably the next thing we've got to have a conversation about is there funding that we can get to help get that visibility up so that people can see what we're doing. It's grown from, I suppose, me and Rob sat in a pub talking about a podcast idea to, you know, I don't think there's many people in our local area that haven't heard of circularity now. I think there's people, you know, a lot of people talking about it, and even if they're not quite sure what it is, they're aware that we're doing good things and helping people and all that sort of stuff. So
that word of mouth, probably many people come to you, and yeah, we've just been talking about like curation of this kind of thing. Like how do you decide? How do you curate? Where do you get involved?
So I think we started getting together as a group of people who are going to be on, like the trustees, to get the towards becoming a proper charity, we started saying, well, we need to have that piece of having the great ideas like you were talking about earlier, without then having too many ideas that you can't actually deliver any of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the events and things that happen and have been happening that we know are a bedrock that we can build on. And then we've kind of been saying yes to quite a lot of things to see what works. So hearing those great ideas, so like Kelly's idea about the sounds element, where it's getting the instruments and getting people together to talk and to teach and to aid recovery, we've gone, yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Use the royal we. I said, yeah, well, let's get on and do that. And then there's other things where we've had to say, well, maybe we can't get involved right now, but that sounds like a great thing, but these people might be able to help you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a little later we might be able to, and you kind of mark it up as a, we need to go back to that, circle back round when we've got the capacity to do stuff. Because
yeah, yeah. I think the other thing is the great thing about having that community online is that I think sometimes when people come with ideas, what they want to do is they want to give you their ideas for you to do for them.
sure.
And I think one of the things that's it's a really small example, but I often get messages because I do a lot of music, and they'll say to me, kind of, you know, can you play this gig for my wedding, or for my, you know, for our party, for our family? And I can't, because I'm already committed to another thing. And I used to have this horrible, and Rob's helped me with this actually, I used to have this horrible guilt about having to say no, you know. But what I can do now is say, well, I can't, but listen, there's this community of 450 musicians in the local area called Circularity Music, so why don't you kind of go there and see whether any of those guys can help out. So what it's allowed for is for you know, people to come together. I mean, what we started doing with the word circularity as well, is rather than it being kind of a noun, it's actually a bit of an adjective as well. So we work in circularity with other people. I suppose an example of that is there's a local nature park called Conkers, and they were looking for artists to play. So what we did was we did one of our events called The Jam, which is just where loads of local musicians come together and perform to each other and, you know, to friends and stuff like that, and showcase what they've done. We basically just said, well, you know, come here on that night and play, and then these guys from Conkers will come and have a look. So rather than us having to then, you know, sort it all out and get all the arrangements sorted, all we're doing is connecting two nodes to get together. And I think that's probably something that will help us to figure out the ideas, and what ideas run and what ideas are just, you know, people saying, I've got an idea, but I want you to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so good to hear and see and follow on our WhatsApp group how you've been growing, and to see some of the really positive things that you've been doing. When you started this, did you imagine it to be this far-reaching?
No.
Did you imagine there would be so much to do?
I think my thing is that I thought that people would get it straight away, that people would automatically.
Mm. I remember you telling me that.
I don't know. I just think maybe people are so kind of individualist, and we've created this individualist kind of consumer culture that makes it all about the me. That it's taken people a while to sort of get. I'd imagine there's people still having conversations of, like, you know, also, you know, so what are they getting out of this? Yeah. And what are they, you know, what are they getting paid? Are they motivated by that? It's like, no, we're not. We're doing it because we haven't got a choice. once you get going with this, I mean, call it circularity, call it whatever you want, but once you get started with projects like this, I just think you don't really have a choice, do you? You've just got to do it.
The problem you're working against with anything like this, where you're trying to bring people together and build mindsets and do that sort of thing, is the narrative that's played out to everybody. Take recycling for an example, is it's all about individual people making a difference. Now, individuals do make a difference as a collective and overall, and governments and NGOs and everything else could make the bigger difference, but recycling is played out as, you recycle that bottle and it'll save the world. And it's putting that responsibility on the individuals, whereas if the responsibility is put on, if it's the same narrative is put out there but with a slightly different perception, of it's we're in this together and we have to do something about this, which is getting more there with people like Greta talking in the places. I think that's where you're working against, is everything is put across as if it's your individual responsibility to do something.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of talk about collectives.
And actually, I suppose if you give the analogy of going to the gym, if you go to the gym on your own, you don't tend to stick in it as much as if you went to the gym with somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you go to the gym with somebody else, you have that sort of peer motivation.
Yeah.
And actually, if, uh-huh. let's say, you know, you were recycling on your own, there probably wouldn't be necessarily so much kind of a motivation to do so.
Mm-hmm.
As there would be if you had a recycling community where you had five or six of your friends that you all joined together with, that you then all decided together, because you'd kind of, you know, you'd jiggle each other along and stuff like that and keep each other going when it gets hard and all that sort of stuff. So I suppose that's why
mm-hmm.
I think the we mindset is really important. There could have been any point over the last couple of years we've been doing this podcast that, you know, if it was just me on my own or just Rob on our own, there probably would have been a bit of a, you know, a quiet spot or a spot where we just thought, I don't know whether it's any good. But actually, because we've got, you know, each other, and we've got people that are interested in doing it, it keeps us going and keeps us motivated to do so, because that's our thing that we're doing together, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine. And then plus you bring in a lot of different voices and different talent, which I'm sure can be hard to wrangle sometimes, but all that different talent and points of view has got to be good in the end.
I think that once you unpick the differences that people have, I think you'll find that most people have similar ideas, or the, you know, the big stuff I think people agree on. I'm just thinking of people that have kind of even thinking about some of the social media stuff that I see and people falling out on social media about, particularly about politics and stuff like that. Actually, none of them like to see homeless people, you know, none of them like to see animals being cruelly treated. And
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of ways in which we're similar in contrast to us being so different. I think we can support different football teams, but we all love football. That's what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think if you can find the big stuff, the stuff that people really care about, I think that's the point where you can really come together.
Yeah. So the big issues are the points of unity, you're saying.
Yeah, that's a nice succinct way of putting that.
the details is where we can all get mucked up, and you seem to be dealing very well. I think you seem to be very good leaders in these, helping people keep their eye on the big issues that unite you.
I think we're helped along because, I mean, Chris and I are the ones that talk a lot on the podcast, but there's people like Kerry, Katie, Emma and Ben assisted in things as well that allow us to work together as a collective to do the collective work, and a massive group of people who've started to come together as we've built these different constellations up of the circularity project, the different sort of star systems.
Yeah, different star paths, different, you know, where all the different nodes come together and the lines that connect them and all that sort of stuff. Ben said something really interesting. This is Ben Lynch. He's the guy who's really kind of on the health end of things. And he said everyone's a part of circularity. They just don't know it yet. And I just thought that's probably the most profound thing. Sometimes I worry because you're giving it a label and you're calling it a thing as circularity, but actually it's just about becoming a we. It's just about everyone figuring out where their commonalities are, you know, like you talked about with the fans earlier. So where are the common things, and they're the things where you'll get everyone coming together and everyone feeling like they're part of something that's larger than themselves. And I think that's really healthy.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. And many people, whether they disagree about details, they still, I think, want to come together with other people about shared things we care about.
And it's funny because, you know, a great example of that is, you know, there's something that's come up recently, which is a local library service that they're basically, you know, doing community, it's now becoming a community managed library rather than it being run by the council, and they were looking for groups to kind of step up and apply to show interest, and we had this idea that that we'd like to have a look at it, and actually individually we'd have never have been able to fill out the form and make it work and make it run, but actually everyone sort of stepped up and did their bit and brought all of their different strengths to that one focused kind of document, and it turns out that actually we might be have a chance in, you know, taking this building on and doing something with it, which is just incredible. But it's taken, you know, a group of different individuals to come together for one cause, you know, to kind of use all of their different skills and attributes in their different areas and collaborate in such a way to reach an outcome.
Yeah. And how rewarding. How rewarding to get people to work together like that. So what's the future? What's next for Circularity, do you think?
Starting a radio show.
Yeah, we've got a radio show.
Radio show, all right.
Yeah, we connected with in the local city. There's a local community station called Derby Sound that have all come together and they're creating that. So on the off chance, we just kind of pitched in and stuck our nose in, really, and then came out of a training day going, yeah, we can do some shows. And I think we're going to use that as a way to, again, bring the local music community together to work on, you know, to showcase their music, but then also to tell other people what their interests or influences are, and maybe do a couple of live performances and covers and things like that. So yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah, marvelous. So do you have plans? Do you think that at one point you will need to quit your day jobs and just like go on Circularity?
I think what we'll find is they'll actually meet somewhere. So the passions that we have for our day jobs and Circularity as a project, I think they'll kind of conjoin at some point, and, you know, there'll be a common goal. But I think, you know, looking at the now, something that Kerry said, who's one of the trustees of this this charity that's being put together around the concept at the minute, yeah, can't see the wood for the trees, don't get in that position. And actually, I think there's, you know, there's a lot of people in the local area in particular talking about Circularity. And, you know, that means it's successful, you know, and they're talking about it as a positive thing. And I was doing a talk the other night at the local college about it. And actually one of the people who was also doing a talk in the middle of the talk basically stopped and said, we love what you're doing. We think it's brilliant that you're bringing people together as a community. And I just thought that was so powerful a moment to just, you know, for someone to do that and to say that. It was beautiful and really humbling. Rob and I have always had an idea that once we've got it cracked and we know, and actually Craig Spive is helping us with this and a couple of the other guys from the TEDx Leamington, I think that once we've got it cracked, how we create Circularity and how you could apply it to different things, not just the things that we're doing, but, you know, anything. You could apply Circularity as an approach to anything. I think once we've got that and we've got that nailed, I think that's the point where we lose control of it. And I've always said that the moment we lose control of Circularity, we know it's worked.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So I think we're looking at this kind of framework and this blueprint around how do you create Circularity? How do you create that feeling of we-ness, of togetherness, of transcending the me and transcending the ego a little bit and being part of something that's bigger than yourself, in which you hand yourself over to, you know, the good of everybody, I suppose. And I think once we've done that and found out what the steps are to create that, I think that's the point where it could become really powerful.
Definitely. And you've thought about it.
Yeah, I can't stop. As I say, you have no choice, though. Once you have an idea, you have to go with it, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, wonderful to have such a good idea.
What does it feel like to you? I mean, you know, you've obviously sort of been around the world and seen so many successful things come together.
I think what you guys are doing is so needed, and I admire you for how, like, unselfishly you're working and how yet creatively you're working at it, getting so many people involved. You got a lot of people on that train. My therapist said this to me once, but it applies to this, and he was talking about an ex-boyfriend of mine, but he said this, but he said something like, you know, he says, it sounds like that train is still going and you can choose to get off, or you can choose to just stay on that train and see where it goes. And it's like such good advice. It's like, yep, I'm just going to stay on this train and see where it goes. Not just about relationships, but, you know, just my career, life, you know, it's like, oh, I have an opportunity to give a TEDx talk in Leamington Spa. I'm not going to pass that up. I have this opportunity to learn about anime and move back to San Francisco in a somewhat different industry than I worked before. Yeah. See where that train goes.